At the time of Niall, who's a relatively newcomer in the project, and he has, well, done great things recently, and he'll show us the new stuff that is coming and things that you may not know in QGIS.
Great. Can you hear me? Well, sorry about all these laptop changes, but I wanted to do some demos today, so I brought mine along as well. Just to introduce myself, my name is Niall Dawson. I'm from Australia, so I apologize for my accent. If it's a little difficult to understand, I realize it's quite strong. I'm from a company called North Road Consulting, and I'm also one of the QGIS core developers. So I'm a programmer who gets in there and changes things inside QGIS itself. I'll just start by explaining a little bit about my background so that you have some context here. So this is me. I started originally as a GIS user, as an analyst. I was originally using various commercial GIS packages, but for various reasons they didn't quite meet my needs, and I was drawn to the QGIS project for its various strengths that Tim's already described. But very much a GIS analyst background coming in. It wasn't until later on that I actually got involved in the development and the community side of QGIS and actually working on the code base itself. So while I'm a QGIS developer, I'm also still a daily user of QGIS and I still do a lot of analysis work. And I don't think I'm unique here. I think actually a lot of the QGIS community, so I'm including the developers, I'm including the translators, the people who report bugs, and the PSC, the steering committee, are both involved in the community, plus they're also users of QGIS itself. And I think what this means is that it's very much a community-driven project, it's a very much user-driven project. So while QGIS is chock full of features, a lot of these have been driven by user demand, and about basically making people's daily workflows and daily tasks a lot easier. So I'm not specifically referring to, you know, new features here, such as like a new symbol style or a labeling option, but rather just little tweaks in how things work so that it's easier to use. You know, the job of you sitting down using QGIS is easier and quicker. The unfortunate thing is that while the community and the users are driving these developments, we're not often great at marketing. And if you're not used to kind of reading these commit logs where all the new changes go in, a lot of them seem to slip under the radar. So there's a lot of nice things that I think are in QGIS that could basically help your day-to-day workflow that people are obviously could be quite unaware of. So what I want to do in my quick presentation today is try and help maybe revolutionize your workflow. I'm going to give a bunch of tips, and maybe one of them would be something that might save you, you know, save you half an hour a day. It might not, but you know, fingers crossed, you'll get some use out of this. I'm going to try all this live, so hopefully it all works for me. Right, I'll just start with a project here. The very first thing I'm going to show you, it's a really neat little trick. It's quite small, but I think it's kind of cool when you realize that it's there. And that is that within QGIS itself, you can actually do a lot of calculations. To demonstrate, I'll start with this is a Composer project. A little bit hard to see on the screen there, sorry. But if I zoom in here, up the top here, here's a scale bar, which is not really put in a nice spot. It's kind of off to the side. If I wanted to actually move that right to the center of the page, there's an option down here where you can see the position and the size. Usually, I would get out a calculator and I'd know an A4 page is 297 millimeters wide, so 297 divided by 2 is whatever. You don't need to do that. In QGIS, you can actually just do that calculation directly in here. So if I grab the X here and put in 297 divided by 2, you can see it's automatically filled in the value of that calculation there straight away. didn't have to get out another calculator, didn't have to alt tab across to Excel or something like that to do it. And you can start getting really complicated. So I could have said, actually, I know that I want it to be halfway across, but I've got a margin of 2 millimeters on my left-hand side that I can't. So I could go 297 divided by 2, but 2 millimeter margin, and then it will automatically fill that value in there. I could put in, say, a, if I was really driven by grid-based design, and I want to put in a rectangle on my composition here, and I know that this one, I want it to be, say, let's say we want it to be 1/3 of the page in width, so I'll put in this 297 divided by 3. I want it to be 1/4 of the way along, so 297 divided by 4. And I want it to be about 1/4 of the way down from the top of the page, so 210 divided by 4. And bang, you know, it's calculated those values as we typed it in, and they're ready to go. So you don't have to do any sort of pencil calculations or swapping across to other programs. It's kind of neat. And the great thing is that you can do that anywhere you see these little spin boxes. So the widgets with the sort of up and down arrow you can see there. So for instance, I could put in here in my rotation 90 divided by 7, and bang, 12.9. I wouldn't have been able to do that in my head. We could do the same sort of thing for a symbol and say, I know this outline, I need it to be, let's say, 1/7 of a millimeter thick. There we go, nice and easy. It's a little thing, a little trick, but maybe next time you need to do that sort of calculation, you'll remember and you'll know you can just do it straight in Q, just you don't have to flick across to anything else. Right. The next one I'm going to show you is about comparing data sets. So in this little sample project here, I've got two different thematic layers. So one of them is a rail stations layer by the amount of tourism usage, the percentage of people who use that station for tourism purposes. I've got another one here that is the work percentage for those stations. I used to do this all the time, and I'd be trying to compare the two, and it's kind of clunky because you'd turn off one, turn on the other, and that process of switching between the two, you've already forgotten what the first one looked like. And you can't show them both at the same time because you get that kind of overlap effect. Thankfully, somebody a few versions back, it was actually Martin, made a really neat feature where you can make what's called a mutually exclusive layer. So what I can do here is add a new group, which we'll call my stations. Put that up there. And I'll put these two layers inside that group. And if I right-click on it, I can say mutually exclusive. And what that means is that at any one stage, only one of those layers will ever show. So if I try and turn on the second one, just flicks across, turns off the first, and now it's really easy to compare those two data sets just by clicking between them, and you have an instant visual feedback. So you can see a point in the middle, that's the difference between its business use and its tourism use. So again, that's another little trick. You might not have seen that checkbox there, but if you ever have to do that sort of thing, it's much easier than ticking on and off different layer presets. Right, this next one that the next one that I'm going to show you is I'm going to show you a few tricks about color in QGIS. So going back maybe 2 years or so, we weren't so strong at working with colors in QGIS. It was quite basic what you had available, which is unfortunate because a great deal of map making comes down to color choice, and getting the right colors can really either make or break a map. The good news is that now QGIS, I think, is probably one of the best programs I've seen in terms of working with different colors and allowing you to choose colors. So I'll start, let's have a look. In QGIS, most of the color work is done through these little widgets here that are called color buttons. You can see sitting up there. So these allow us to do, if I click on that, we get the dialog that allows us to pick a color. And first off, that's got a whole bunch of options in there for a start. So you can pick colors using this kind of color box method, or I like this one, the wheel, where you can choose the hue from the outside and then the saturation and the lightness from inside there. You can also do things like pick a color from somewhere on the screen. What you may not have ever done is click to the right of that button. There's a little drop-down menu that gives you a whole lot of extra choices about colors. There's preset colors there. There's options to copy and paste colors and such. And this is where a lot of the power of working with color in QGIS comes in. You'll actually find that almost anywhere that has a color in QGIS or allows you to choose a color, you can drag and drop colors between them. So this is another task that I find that I'm doing quite often, is trying to, say, style a layer, and I've got a color somewhere, I want to get that color out into a different setting. And you can actually just pick it up and drag and drop. So in here, I've got my symbol fill. I want the border to be a similar kind of color, but just a little bit darker, say. So I can pick up this color, drag it across to my border color, and drop it on there, and then click in there and just drop down the value of that color a little bit. So now my borders are the same, almost the same color, just a little bit darker. And it's a whole lot easier than trying to go back in there and remember the red and the green and the blue components and then manually trying to drop those down a little bit so the color looks similar but it's darker. Another thing that we can do is in these color buttons, if I click this one, there's an option here to copy a color. And this would let me take that color, so I can copy this darker outline color. And I can actually paste that in anywhere else that we're expecting a color. So I could go across to a label, for instance. And let's say I turn on a buffer for these labels in the layer. I could paste that color down into the label buffer color. And when I say OK there, our labels are now buffered in exactly the same color. And we didn't have to write down the color values or anything like that. It's a really neat trick to just copy and paste and transfer the colors all throughout QGIS. What you can also do here is if I go into my options, there's an option here for colors where we can basically set up a standard set of colors for your QGIS install. This is really handy if you've got like a company dictated color scheme that you need to use. So you might have a certain color that has to match your logo color and you need to use that for the headlines or for the borders on your map. You can go in here, you could add that color, and I'll choose a kind of bluey color or something. And we could give that a name, so I could say that is my logo blue. And now when I go into any of these color buttons and I click the drop down, in that standard color option, I've now got a direct shortcut to pick out that logo color that's been dictated for my use. So I can start building up my own sort of set of default colors that I want to use throughout the program. And then it's easy, one-click shortcut to get back to those again. While we're on the topic of colors, another thing that you can do in QGIS, and I'm not sure how many people actually realize this is built in and it's just a menu option away, is if you need to make maps for a variety of different users, you may need to consider things like printing it out on a grayscale medium, or you might have an audience for your map who have various colorblind issues. And that can make designing a map quite tricky, because you need to consider all those things when you're choosing colors. QGIS has got an option built in. If I go to the view menu, I can set the preview mode to, for instance, simulate a grayscale map. And I can see straight away my color scheme that looked pretty nice in color. All of a sudden, if I printed that in black and white, it's no good. I need to tweak that. Or if I provided that map to somebody who protonope color blindness, you can't tell the difference between those color schemes, so I'd need to tweak that. The really nice thing is that this preview is actually live. I can keep working at my map. I could right click on this, for instance, and start tweaking these colors and see straight away, you know, maybe that's a better choice for my thematic map if I need to print it in black and white. It beats having to print it out, go grab it from the printer, have a look and see, ah, the colors aren't right. You can just do it straight in QGIS. It's interactive and it's all in there. How am I going for time? Paulo, how am I going for time?
I'm sorry.
All right. The next thing I would like to demonstrate, and I think it'll be the last thing today, is something called variables within QGIS. This is another really good time saver, which makes working with layouts and various things in QGIS a whole lot easier if you know it's there. So let's say I had a composition. And if I zoom in here down the bottom, oops, a bit too far. It's got a little tagline here that, let's say this is a standard kind of layout for my company. They expect us to put down the bottom there some sort of attribution. Who made the map, what project it was worked on and such. You could go in there and for every single project, put in your name, your department name and such. But then if you share that project with somebody else and they start working on it, they'd have to go in there and update that themselves as well. What you can do in QGIS now is you can actually set up what's called a variable. And again, it's done through the options screen under variables. You can see there's a bunch of them kind of preset that fill out automatically. So things like the user's account name, we can get that from the operating system and the different platform and such they're running. But I can add my own custom ones here. So I could say here, this is my employee name. Is Niall Dawson, and my department is the mapping department. So I save that in there, and now in any of my projects I work on in QGIS on this computer, I can actually insert that variable directly into a layout like this. So I can say, let's get rid of that, and I'll put in my variable employee name. And you can see it's automatically expanded that out with the current value of that variable. So I could do that and let's say I'll replace this one with the department name. And again, so now our label is expanded out to say created by Niall Dawson at that department. If I went and shared this to somebody else who on their computer they had a different department name set up as a variable, that label will automatically update to match that variable name. Or if, for instance, they went and changed the name of the department, I could go in here and say GIS department now. They've had a restructure. And straight away, that label's been updated. I didn't have to remember to go through, update all my layouts because I've just linked it to that single variable. A neat thing is that you can kind of stack variables in QGIS. So you can have those global ones you've set up in your options. You can also have ones inside a project that are specific to just a single project. So I could put one in here that is my project ID. And this might be, let's say, this is the company format and something like that. And I can also insert those ones directly in there. They're mixed together, so you can see I can still choose the global ones, but I could also choose my project ID one that I've just added, and that's filled in there automatically. So in your template, you could insert slots for your username, your department name, your project thing, whatever else makes sense from a business context, and they'll automatically be populated by your users when they open up that project. I think I'll wrap up there. I could probably talk for actually a whole day on stuff like this, but the takeaway is that QGIS is a user-driven project, and there's all sorts of really nice little tweaks and features that are hidden in there that have been designed out of people using it every day and realizing this could change a little bit and make my job a whole lot easier. And I find that that's a really nice thing about the project, and it's one of QGIS's strengths, in my opinion. So thank you.